Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Podcast Like It's 1999, the podcast where we talk about the future of podcasts like it's 1999 here from a podcast about 1999.
It's very meta. We're really up our ass today.
2022. I'm one of your hosts, Kenny.
And I'm Phil Iscove.
Now, I guess I'll just go ahead and start the pod. This has been an amazing experience. I want to big up God. Guys, friends, listeners, when we finish our run of 1999 movies
and 2009
in a month,
for what that's
and 2009 movies in a month, mm-hmm. I'm going to step aside, and I don't know when I'll return. This is Kenny speaking, for those of you who can't tell.
I love that it sounds like you said that from space. This is Kenny speaking.
I'm beaming it. The podcast has been the most, truly the most incredible creative experience. When we started the endeavor, really, more than experience. When we started the podcast, we had a goal. Do every 1999 movie. It has expanded beyond that. We've done Patreon. We've done 89 and 99 and 2009 and TV shows and music. And we have made incredible friendships. We've made incredible friendships with people who come on this podcast. We've made incredible friendships with people that we meet online, on Twitter. We've had incredible collaborators, from Ernie, our producer, to the other producers that work for Ernie. I wish I had everyone's name, but there's been a bunch. Caleb has been the one recently, so Kay, you're the best. Our social media people, Sullivan and Chris, I mean.
And Emilio before that?
Emilio, who started the whole social media operation and now is a bigger podcaster than we are.
Yes,
and the whole thing has just been an amazing thing. But, you know, I don't really have any other way to put it other than I think I'm just different in that I really just wanted to accomplish this goal. Like I think Phil, you know this. Like I really just wanted to run this marathon from the beginning. It always was the Sufjan Stevens, you know, he only got to two states. We're gonna get to all of them. I think we could do it. I know it sounds crazy. It's a really, you know, it's a long hike, but let's just do it one movie at a time. And we did it. And I almost feel for me personally that nothing else is going to come close or fulfill me creatively. That's not forever. I don't know what's going to happen in the future in terms of coming back to a pod or doing another pod with Phil. But for right now, I'm going to step back and be a fan of the podcast for the first time, because, you know, I don't listen to our own podcast.
I mean, in the beginning we did, and then we stopped listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, so
that's where I am, guys.
I'll just, I just want to sort of say that I'll second everything Kenny said, in the sense that doing 99 has been great. Doing the Patreons has been amazing. Obviously, this is in no way indicative of Kenny and my friendship. We will continue to be friends.
No, we love each other.
We love each other. We'll continue to text about politics and Hollywood and any number of other things. This has been a hell of a journey.
We're making a show together.
Yeah.
Before anyone thinks this has anything to do with me and Phil, not true.
Yeah. Nothing to do with
Phil and I. Yeah. Yes. No, no. Phil and I are going to continue our creative partnerships in other ways, but the podcast we did.
It's been a hell of a ride. Listen, there are still pockets of 99 movies that we had never heard of, movies that I imagine guests might even bring up in future episodes in December that we haven't. But listen, we've done 99% of 1999, and I think we feel pretty confident. We've also,
how many have we done? We've done,
oh my God, I mean,
about almost 300 movies.
Yes, we've done
99 movies.
We've certainly done every theatrical release, basically, of 1999.
Yes, and of course, there are three that are lost. And I promise you, we did an episode on the Winslow Boys. We did an episode on Light It Up, and we did an episode on
The Mute. Yeah, we did episodes on these.
We did those episodes.
They exist.
They are lost.
They're in the ether somewhere, guys. If you can find them, go for it.
Again, this is not about you. This is about us. We did it.
This is about being completionist. But I'll just say, it won't surprise anybody that Kenny and I have differing opinions to some degree as to what we were hoping to accomplish with the podcast. Personally speaking, for me, and I'm not saying that this is not something Kenny enjoys as well, but for me, it's about hanging out with friends and talking about movies and pop culture. And in that respect, I'm going to continue doing it. So podcast like it's .. is going to continue. I'm going to continue doing it. And starting in February, I will begin the journey through 1992 with all of the guests that you guys know and love, and some more new ones that are also very exciting that obviously will be announced as they happen. Our Patreon, our 1989 Patreon, will start to be released on our main feed starting in January. So all of those exciting YouTube videos of us talking with Danielle and Barrett about Weekend at Bernie's will be released out into the world, as well as all the other episodes that we did. So that's exciting. What our Patreon will, or what I guess the podcast like it's .. Patreon will be moving forward is still a little up in the air, but as soon as I have details, I will let you guys know about that. But listen, this is not the end. This is just a different turn in the road. I am confident that Kenny's going to want to talk about White Men Can't Jump. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's true.
So I feel confident that the dulcet tones of Kenny Nybart will be heard again in the future on mic.
I'll always be around, guys.
So don't think that this is, this is goodbye forever. I completely, just to be abundantly clear, Kenny's got four kids, Kenny's got a career, Kenny's bandwidth is what it is, and I understand that that it's hard to do a podcast like this. So I completely get it. There's no hard feelings. It's what it is.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
So, as Kitty said, yeah. Yeah.
I know, look, yes, things like as they go in the career of a Hollywood person, things, you know, get busy, they get not busy, they get busy, they get not busy, and they're busy now. That's not really, that is part of it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, and you know, and this podcast is a labor, it's labor intensive. We watch movies, we do two a week, and we care.
Sometimes more.
And we can't help, and we can't, sure. Sometimes we're doing more, and we can't help but do, you know, two and a half hour episodes. But I'm proud of us.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. nobody thought, people didn't think we could do this. You know, I remember year one, people are like, every movie. Now year five, people are like, you did every movie.
Yeah.
You did every movie. Yeah. And people are all saying, why are you stopping? And my response is, we did every movie.
I mean, we literally just had Sarah Pauly on to say, she's like, why are you stopping?
And we're like, I don't know. We got you. That's the end of it.
Yeah, seriously.
Guys, I mean, this is, you know, I'm not trying to make this a long one. This is short and sweet. Hit me up on Twitter for the next 6 weeks before I leave forever. another thing that I want out of my life, but please hit me up on Twitter if you do want to, you know, chat, if you want to talk. I really, really, really love talking to anybody who listens to this podcast. You know, as like three of my favorite episodes, we haven't done one of them yet. Three of my favorite episodes we've done are the three we did with Amanda, Matt, and John, three of our listeners. That was incredibly rewarding. So, and we're having Jackson, Bourne come on as well. Mm-hmm. So that and everyone else, you know, that's the coolest thing in the entire world. People listen to us and engage with us. It's beyond.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Maybe that and the fact that, like, I mean, we got to talk to people like Sarah Parley and Karen Kasama and Signataro and, you know, Alan Sepinwall and Mark Harris and people who are actually, like, no joke, like, my heroes. Yeah. Like, Alan Sepinwall and Mark Harris are actually my heroes. Like, it's embarrassing to say that, but the two people who, like, I'm absolutely, like, I've read almost everything they've written over the last, you know, 25 years of my life, and now we are friends with them. So, fuck it. And Griffin Newman and David Sims are my two other heroes. So yeah. We have, like, really, we've really been able to, like, do incredible things. Like, this has been such an incredible journey.
It is. I mean, listen, if someone had said to us when we did our test episode of American Pie back in the day, before we even started doing this podcast in earnest, we literally just sat down in a studio and just started talking about American
with
Pie
Ernie.
With Ernie. And Ernie was like, yeah, there's something here.
He was wrong.
He was wrong.
But,
sure,
you know.
But no, I mean, I really, if someone had said to us back then, oh yeah, you're going to get to talk to all the people you just spoke of, I mean, I would have laughed at them. We're incredibly lucky to get to do this. You know, it's why I want to continue doing it. But, you know, listen, I get it. I'm not just saying this on mic. I'm not just saying this for everybody, but, you know, I absolutely understand. And we're just going to, it's going to be a evolving thing, and we'll see where it goes. And let's just get excited about where it's going to go.
Yeah. And Ernie's also on this right now.
Yes.
And Ernie, thank you. Ernie, you stuck with us the whole time.
He really did.
The only person who's been around for the whole 5 year period. And we,
it's true.
We really appreciate everything you've done for us, Ernie.
So, that's the update. You know, we'll, you know, you'll get to hear Kenny again. You can talk to him on Twitter. You can listen to our Patreons. He's there.
You can talk to me on Twitter. And if you're really nice, I'll just give you my phone number.
If you're really nice, he'll give you his phone number or his email. I'm also curious to see what actually happens with Twitter and whether or not it's actually going to die in the next couple of days.
It has nothing to do with Elon. It is genuinely, and this is true for all of you, you know, fiends out there. It's addicting. We are all addicted to this thing, and I need to wean myself off. All right, I need to get sober. So that's the main reason. The Elon part has made it fun.
Well, the Elon part has also given you an exit ramp, I think, to some degree, right? I mean, I don't think just because if this thing does implode on itself, like that gives you the freedom.
Well,
to there's that too.
Yeah. Typical. Look, I don't want it to implode. I actually think it's like an important societal tool, you know, as horrible as that sounds.
Yes.
But Yeah, no, I look, the main reason I've been on Twitter, and the main benefit of Twitter for me has been, you know, relating to this podcast. Everything else is just a fucking life suck. So if the podcast, if I'm not podcasting anymore, then it's all bad, and I can hopefully get rid of it. But who knows?
I get it.
Hard, you know, hard to quit something you're addicted to.
It is hard to quit something you're addicted to. I'm fully willing to admit that I'm pretty addicted to it, but I also feel like I found a way to cope with it in the sense of not making it too toxic for me. You know what I mean? Blocking people, what have you, not, you know what I mean? Like, I know what you're saying.
It's not that for me. Yeah. It's the little, and it's the time scrolling. Yeah, sure. It's the hope scrolling. It just sucks. So,
well, anyway, guys, that's the update. I mean, listen, we've still got a big month ahead of us. December's going to be fucking crazy.
December's going to be amazing. Bill doesn't know what I have planned for Magnolia, but
I don't.
Woo boy.
I'm very excited to see what
we got our re-Oscars. We got our year five of year in review. We have our 2009 in review. We have all the best stuff coming.
We've got some great bonus episodes.
Incredible guests, yeah, as always.
It's going to be, it's going to be
99% of whom Bill books. So,
Listen, we're going to go big, and we're going to go out on a high note in December.
Then we're gonna go home.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.